Hello, and thank you for listening to this week's episode of Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio. Hereabouts is produced by WFHB and Indiana University's Asian Culture Center. We ask critical questions about identity, culture, community, and shared assumptions. We air every other Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the evening. Today, I'm here with Alex Tran, a PhD student studying social psychology here at IU, to talk about his work with the ACC's book club. So Alex, would you like to tell us and the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Belle, for this opportunity, and Joanna too, and the people at ACC for kind of like bringing everyone together. Definitely, I can't do this without you guys, and I appreciate everyone a lot. But yeah, my name is Alex Tran. My Vietnamese name is Trần Quốc Quang Anh. And I'm from Hanoi, Vietnam. I've been in the United States for about 5 years now, so 4 years of undergrad, and then before I went to my graduate studies at IU, and I study social psychology. And yeah, probably want to talk more about this later too, but in my free time, I love dancing, playing video games with my friends, and reading. And my hobby in reading is what like started my interest in starting this book club in the first place. But yeah, anything else you want to know?
Awesome. Yeah. So this is so interesting because I guess like all of us are kind of international students, which I just realized because Alex, you're from Vietnam, right? And
yeah.
Joanna, you're from Taiwan, and yeah. I am from Thailand. So this is crazy. An international student episode. How fun. How did you get involved with the ACC?
Well, I've always been a person who kind of like looks for community because I guess in a sense, like I'm scared of being lonely. So when I came to IU in 2022, I was like immediately looking to the Asian Cultural Center as a place to kind of like meet new people and just have fun. And ever since I was an undergrad, I've always been interested in just like doing community work, but also like, you know, just generically bringing people together. And so when I first came to ACC, I met Melanie, who was just like this very upbeat woman who was like up to do anything. And she's just so kind. And I was like, I knew immediately that, you know, this is a community that I can find a place in where, you know, besides being a researcher and a student and instructor, all that stuff, I can find like somewhat of a safe haven in a community at the ACC. But that's like the start of it. So after I got like to know everyone at the ACC, including the wonderful volunteers and student affiliates of the ACC, you know, everyone was just like really nice and kind to me that I wanted to get more involved. And so I talked to Melanie about it. And then the first like kind of event that I worked with Melanie and the ACC and Sarah and everyone and Caitlin too, was to bring like a keynote speaker to the AAPI Heritage Month in 2022, which eventually we got like a really cool professor to get on campus and give a speech, which was really interesting. And that kind of like made me feel more comfortable to get even more involved in like, you know, helping out with the ACC and volunteering with the ACC to do more things. But yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It's so wonderful that, you know, the ACC exists to be sort of like a point for a community like you described, and so many other students that I've talked to have also described. And I also think it's super, super cool that in turn, like, you know, you finding community and friendship and, you know, just a sense of belonging with the ACC, in turn, you have also created a space for that with your book club that you've started at the ACC. So the ACC book club meets every Wednesday?
Yeah.
At 5:30 p.m.? Okay. And you guys just talk about books and talk about the themes and discuss them. So can you tell us a little bit about the book that you guys have just finished reading? And can you talk about, you know, what was the motivation, like your personal motivation behind starting a book club? Why did you pick All My Rage as your first book? And what are some future books you would like to read?
That's a great question. I kind of want to get like a little bit more personal because I think reading has been something that's like not always a hobby for me, which is interesting because you both probably know like you know, Asian education system is like very rigorous, and you get go to class with periods like from 8 to 4 p.m. every day from Monday to Saturday. And it's just like there's no time to do anything outside of academia if you really want to do it. So I actually never got into reading until to America when I was 18, starting undergrad. Because like I spent a lot of time during the first 18 years of my life just like really trying to excel in school. And by doing that, I just have no like free time to do things that I wanted to. So when I got to college and then I started reading, I was like, oh, thesis are like really, really interesting to do in your free time. And so I started doing it. But the thing is that I don't know. There are different types of bookworms, for lack of a better word. But personally, I just like reading at my own pace. And sometimes it should just be like one chapter per day. And that would be like about 15 pages to 20 pages. Not a lot. But like it keeps my mind wrapped up. And it keeps me thinking about social issues that I wouldn't otherwise know about. And so that's like why I got into reading. And I realized over the course of my reading journey, it's just like consistency is better than like length. Like a lot of my friends read like 3 books a month. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. But personally, I would never be able to do that just because I want to take my time with books. And I think there's different ways of like enjoying a book too. Yeah, so that's why I wanted to start a book club, just to kind of like be open to different kinds of reading at first, because I do think reading is good for the soul. I think so. But there's a lot of like stereotyping around reading that you have to be like really smart, really hardworking, spend a lot of time into it. But I don't agree with that. I feel like that there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's like an amazing way of like enriching your lived experiences. But I do think that even if you keep a consistency of just like 15 or 20 pages a day, and then eventually you'll go through a book, I think that's fair too. And sometimes I don't have time to read, and that's fine. And so I start the book club as a way to kind of bring people together who just want to talk about books in general, not necessarily just like have to read everything.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was a great answer. Yeah, I definitely, before you talk about all my rage, I definitely connected with what you were talking about. I kind of had a different experience growing up, because I have always been a big reader, but that's mainly because I did go to school here in the States, like specifically Bloomington, and we had a very, like, the teachers were very, very encouraging about reading, and we would have reading contests, and I remember like the librarian would have this summer reading challenge, and I was a very competitive child. So I was like, of course I'll read. And then by virtue of that, I just became a reader. And I think you said reading is good for the soul, and I totally 100% agree, because I've learned so many things through the books that I've read. And granted, although I've read like a wide array of books, but mostly fictional and mostly like young adult books, I feel like I've learned so many life lessons, but also social issues and, you know, just like general life lessons, like be nice to people, how to be a good friend and stuff like that. So I definitely think it's very important for children, and but not only children, adults too, to kind of like once in a while pick up a book. And like you said, it doesn't have to be anything ambitious, like even 5 pages a day could do if you're like a new reader and you just want to try reading. So yeah, definitely I connected with your answer, and I think it's definitely important for us to kind of encourage reading among the among college students as well, because we always get bogged down by like assignments sometimes, because there's a lot of reading, and some people, aka me, I don't really like have time to read, and then I just kind of miss that creative portion of my life a little bit. So I definitely think this book club that you've started is a great way to, one, attract readers, to kind of build a community for them when you can, you know, discuss some stuff, but also like to attract like new people who like might not be super into reading, but they're passionate about these issues and want to discuss them with other people. And it's a great way to hold each other accountable, because you're like, oh, each meeting you kind of have to kind of know what's going on in order to have a meaningful discussion. So yeah. So anyways, a little bit about the book that you guys have just finished reading, All My Rage.
So I actually stumbled upon All My Rage when I was like cruising through Amazon books, which I found it. And then the title was like interesting to me because it breaks the like stereotypical like Asian American and Asian stereotype of being submissive and like civil, for a little better word, like, you know, the typical model minority. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Plus, like, I have been reading like quite a fair amount of books in like East Asian and Southeast Asian, but not a lot of like from South Asian authors. So it was interesting for me to kind of like start like exploring a little bit into these books. And so I started reading Oh My Rage, and I was like, oh, this is heavy. And at times it was like a lot, but it was very engrossing. And never at one point when you end the book where you think, oh, this is not real, this is a hyperbole, like there's no way these many misfortunes can happen to a person, but it felt like really real. And all of it's just like very frustrating, hence Oh My Rage. I don't want to go too much in depth about what happened in the book, but I do want to say like the book tackles a lot of social issues, the Pakistani experience in general. I really wanted to like challenge myself to start picking up this book. I was nervous to pick this as like a book for me to kind of like facilitate a discussion, because I myself am not too well versed in just like the socio-historical backgrounds. But through this experience, for me at least, I can tell that everyone kind of like bring their own like experience and knowledge onto the table. Like the book club has some sociology students, economics students, and they all have something to bring to the lived experience that is portrayed through the book, which I value that a lot. And I think that's like the beauty of the book club. The reason why I picked the book is because I want to challenge myself, but I would think that it's important for us to kind of like be exposed to different Asian narratives, because a lot of the times people don't consider South Asians Asians.
No, I think that's a great place to start. And, you know, you're breaking down the model minority myth by picking this book and, you know, encouraging others to also read it, which is definitely great. And that's wonderful insight about, you know, how, or the journey to picking All My Rage. I mean, so far, like, I've been there for the book club meetings, like not necessarily always participating in them, but I can tell that like I've heard like a lot of meaningful discussion among the participants, and it's very nice to see that come from this book. So that kind of leads me to my next question. What's the next book that you'll discuss, and what are some other potential books you'd like to bring into the ACC book club?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the next book is already picked, and that book will be Stay True by Xu. If I butchered his name, I'm really sorry, but yeah. And the book is about, it's very mundane, it's very life. So it's not as dramatic, and you know, the word dramatic might have a negative connotation, but Oh My Rage is very like dramatic, for lack of a better word. Like it's not unreal, but it's very intense at times, and there's like a peak, there's like a plot twist, everything like that. Stay True, on the other hand, is very life. There's not a lot going on, but it's like just a generic thing you would experience. To me, Stay True is a story of friendship, basically, and I find pieces of myself reading it. The author has a very unique voice that is surprisingly realistic, in the sense that like I see myself in it. Like it's nothing special, but it's special at the same time because it's so real. So I want to pick that because it's one of those books where I hope that the readers would get the same thing as I did, where they find themselves in the book, but different pieces of themselves.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I see that, you know, the participants, like the student participants, are pretty excited for the next book. So that's great to hear. And I mean, for all of those listening, if you want to learn more, or like if you want to know what happens in Stay True, just go to the next book club meeting, and you'll get to learn and see and hear other opinions, and it'll be great. Kind of circling back to maybe to give the listeners a better picture of what actually goes down in a book club meeting. Generally, what do you do in the book club meetings?
Yeah, for sure. But generically, we set up ground rules at the beginning of every like meeting, simply because like we have new people coming in every week, and you know, it's this great experience when you see new faces. But a book club in and of itself is a community, and as in any community, we need some sort of guidelines where we abide by so the community can thrive, right? And so a lot of those like guidelines are basically, you know, respect each other, that kind of stuff, but also like individual experiences are welcomed. We don't have to stick so close to the book, but we need to draw something out of the book. And other than that, like, we maintain like a secrecy, as in like everything happens in the book club or shared in the book club, stay in the book club. And so people feel more comfortable, but also we can feel more brave to tackle like very pressing and sometimes depressing social issues. So after we establish like ground rules, we kind of like, I provide like somewhat of a synopsis and some certain quotes from the section of the book that we're discussing, just to kind of like refresh everyone's mind, because not everyone kind of like read it recently. And after that, we just start right away into discussion. And I have some loosely like created discussion questions to kind of guide the conversation, but we rarely actually ever get into those questions. Instead, I just open the stage up for everyone to kind of like bring their own thoughts into it. And, you know, like any conversation, there's some friction at the beginning of the conversation where no one like feels like talking about anything. But then once someone opens up about any thought they have, like usually everyone kind of bounces off the previous person's ideas, and you eventually end up with like a really rich conversation that even I myself cannot forecast. Like, I'm actually happy that we never got into my like previously created discussion question, because like the discussion that stemmed from like just spontaneous thought is like always so much better. And then at the end, after we kind of like discuss a little bit, and then we draw some certain themes we draw out from the books for ourselves, I usually have the book club at the last 10 minutes like start their own writing. So now that we have discussed a lot of questions about the portion of the books that we read and draw some themes and some lessons that we learned, or some even rhetorical kind of like devices that the authors use, I have everyone in the book club kind of just like have a 10-minute like break where they just sit down, focus on their inner selves, and start writing about whatever they want to write about. So I want the space to be as generative as like we don't just discuss the book, we kind of like get something out of the book, and each of us get something different from that book.
Yeah, I've participated in one of the book club meetings, and I did get to write something at the end, which I thought was very, very interesting and definitely opened my eyes to the themes that I personally connect with on a deeper level. And it allowed me to kind of reflect on my own ideas and my own identity as a person. So I can definitely say, like, I can definitely attest that it's a really interesting and fascinating part of the book club, which you don't necessarily expect coming into it, but I appreciated it. And I feel like everybody else had and, appreciated being able to write at the end.
That's really interesting because, well, I haven't been to one of the meetings yet, but from the ones that I kind of just sit by, like, I do hear some really interesting conversations. And I didn't know that there was this writing session after the discussion. And I thought that was really cool. But like, I just wonder, how did you come up with this idea? Because the book clubs that I've been to or have heard, they usually just talk about the book and they never really get to like write your thoughts or the process you've been going through with the participants.
That's a great question. Thanks for asking me that. I actually just got it from my own experience per se, because I'm not a writing and rhetoric major or anything like that, although I do like reading and writing in general, and I've tried like creative writing once in a while. It's like my side character kind of moment. But when I read books personally, if certain books are really, really generative and like just really interesting, and I'm just getting a lot of thoughts out of it, then I need to like put it down on paper. And so I did. So there are certain books that I was like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore, and I have to write something down. And I sat down, I closed the book, I sat down, I write. And sometimes the thoughts are really jumbled, but eventually when I look back after I finish the book, I can actually like put the pieces together and make it like an essay. And I'm not submitting that to any class, right? And that, I think that's like the most rewarding part of them all, is like, I don't feel the pressure to submit this by Friday or something like that. When I put the pieces together and look back at the essay that I generate out of a book that someone else wrote, I see that as the beauty of reading in general, as in you can kind of like see how generative someone else's work is. And then when you read them and you feel inspired by them, and you can tell certain stories from your own perspective that is inspired by them, then that is I think, the most like rewarding part of reading, as in you can get something out of it for yourself, but you can also feel proud that you created something. And so I encourage them to write whatever language makes sense to them, whatever topic they want to talk about, as long as like it's inspired by the book.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, so I guess kind of moving on from what happens in the book club to more personal questions. So would you say your academic background or your social psychology discipline has impacted the way you approach leading these discussions at all? Or maybe your social psychology discipline has impacted the way you just read and write and discuss stories in general?
Yeah, for sure. I do use some of like my social psychology kind of like research to kind of like shape how I want to like organize the book club. So I do some research on like students' experiences in STEM fields, specifically their perceived like authenticity, perceived belonging. And so I kind of like apply some of those research to kind of like hopefully create a more safe but also brave space for people in the book club to kind of like feel empowered to talk about the books and the heavy topics in the book, but also kind of like enjoy each other's company. And just like at the end of the day, it's a community where we talk about things, some solace, some comfort after talking about it, or even some people's dreams about what they can do to dismantle like social oppression or something like that. But other than that, I usually try to avoid bringing too high-end like academic terms and research in discussion, just because I think a lot of academic research is inaccessible to students. And obviously, not obviously, but and sometimes they're also very constricting and not inviting, like how they use very fancy words that no one cared too much about and no one actually ended up understanding anything. And I'm trying to avoid that. But yeah.
Yeah. And also on a more like, I guess like simpler note, it's honestly like the last thing you probably want to do at a book club is like get super philosophical and like super academic when you're just like, you've read this book. Like obviously it's very important to have important conversations, but I totally get what you mean. So I definitely think that was a good choice to kind of encourage more people to open up and talk about their experiences rather than talk about theories or something. Like we mentioned before, you do an excellent job of letting people share their thoughts and their experiences and just creating like a general safe atmosphere and space for these discussions. So we're curious about, you know, what's your mindset when you prep for these kinds of discussions, or like, you know, what's your mindset during the moment? And how do you try to make sure that everyone's voice is heard? Because in a group setting, it's very hard to try to coordinate and make sure that everyone feels heard and seen.
No, you're absolutely correct. I was so nervous. But then luckily, people were like, after a little bit, people were starting to feel comfortable and they start opening up, which I really like. Although I would say on their second question about like how to make sure everyone has space, I think that's one of the things that have always been a dilemma, because so when someone takes up space, they're taking space. Well, basically, when someone takes space, they're taking space. That makes not a lot of sense, but you know, when someone speaks up, someone else doesn't. So I do, one of the ground rules is just to kind of like give and take space as needed, as in people kind of like, I encourage people to be cognizant of how much space they're taking up, but also I encourage them to take up space in the first place, because, you know, there's a lot of like impression norms around Asian Americans and Asians of how they should portray themselves, right? Sometimes, you know, someone take off with their ideas and they take up space for a while and they feel self-conscious about it and they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I take up too much space. I try to like reaffirm that, you know, it's absolutely okay to take space. I've never had anyone in my book club, like an hour book club, that was like, you know, speak for 60 minutes on end. So I think that's a success. But all in all, I think that's a very valid question. I'm still trying to find like a sweet spot where everyone feels comfortable speaking up and try to be cognizant of seeing when someone feel like, oh, this person's taking up so much space that I don't feel comfortable speaking, or like I feel stupid enough, or like my opinion doesn't matter. So I hope no one feels like that, but
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line to kind of balance and walk on. And I mean, it's definitely a process. So it's only this week's is the fourth meeting. So there's some time to change up and or observe how things go. So I definitely have all my faith in you. Kind of walk that fine line and
So much faith.
it's well-placed faith, I think. So, yeah. So thank you for that. You touched a little bit on the importance of having a book club in the academic sphere, and you also touched on the importance of having a book club for the AAPI community and people of color and minority groups in general. So we can't really ignore what's happening in Indiana and other states currently. So, you know, in the context of like book bannings happening both in and outside of Indiana, I just kind of wanted to learn more about what you think as someone who is a PhD student, but also someone who is an avid reader, has grown fond of reading through spending time here in the States. Do you think books can be political?
That's a great question. Are books political? My answer will always be yes. It's really interesting, right? When you see this backlash on creative writing, I've seen it. I'm not even a creative, like a professional creative writer. I just do it as a pastime. Like I can't call myself a creative writer. I like writing. And it's interesting because there's this backlash of like amidst all this like international conflict that we see, around the world, and just like people getting assaulted, and killed. People start to question the value of writing and of reading books because, like, what is that going to change? How is that going to change reality? That kind of stuff. And we've seen that all the way in history, in like during the Red Scare and America's like attempt to curb communism back in the days too. And just that is like to me is the most powerful testament of books in general, and the power of books. And it seems so big, right? But like I said at the beginning too, like I don't like put books on a pedestal and like light an incense and do rituals and that kind of stuff. But like reading 15 or 20 page a day to me, it's fun. But books are powerful and books are political. Words empower, but words also hurt. And we walk a fine line where we have free speech and free writing and everything like that. But sometimes there are books that actually whose ideals hurt minorities, whose ideas kind of like bolster the oppressor's values and ideals at the expense of the well-being of minorities. And then at the same time, like which books are silenced and which books are published poses another question about equity in the publishing world and in the circulation of books. I think that's like the most straightforward answer I can give.
Yeah, and certainly we don't expect you to give us a full-fledged answer to this, but like to this conflict and this debate and disagreement happening in the United States. But it's definitely interesting to hear your perspective on it. So this is one last question, and then we'll wrap up. If anything, what is one lesson or one thing you would like our listeners to take away from your interview?
I guess then my message would be like keep an open mind and develop a ha habit of reading because and just try it out. If it's not for you, that's absolutely okay. But I do think reading would enrich your soul. And if you disagree with a book, that's fine. But I would encourage you to dig a little deeper and ask yourself why are you disagreeing, and then start thinking for yourself and formulate your own opinions. But I do think that reading really helps enrich the soul. The most important thing is to have fun and learn.
Thank you, Alex, for being on the podcast. And thank you for listening to this week's episode of Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio. Hereabouts is produced by WFHB Community Radio and Indiana University's Asian Culture Center. We ask critical questions about identity, culture, community, and shared assumptions. We air every other Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 in the evening. And plug, The ACC Book Club also happens at the same time from 5:30 to 6:30 on Wednesdays. Back to the podcast, though. We'll have a new episode 2 weeks out, so please stay tuned for that. This was Belle and Joanna and our guest speaker, Alex, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.